Geelong 93.9 Bay FM, the morning crew, Hayden and Karen, 21 to 9, and the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus gets released by Apple today. 8 o'clock was the launch time. Lots of people around the world have pre-ordered and lining up for their new phones. To give us the ins and outs of it, from Tech Daily, techdaily.com.au, Andy Wells. Good morning, Andy. Great chatting with you.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
We are great.
Good.
iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus. Why do we love it? Why do we want it?
Everyone is obsessed with the new iPhones. I mean, it's not surprising, really. Apple have really done well, you know, cornering the market, and it has become the must-have device, despite whatever they happen to pack into it. If it's new from Apple, everyone around the world wants to grab one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm quite happy with my 4S, but I'm quite rare, aren't I?
Yeah.
So you're laughing at me.
No,
that's
not
embarrassing.
No, I don't know if you are. Okay. Yeah, you are a rare person. I think a lot of people with an Apple, with an iPhone, are trading in their old one and moving up to the next one. If not grabbing the 6, maybe even just going up to a 5S, because of course the iPhone 6 and the 6 Plus have a bit of a hefty price tag.
It's massive. I've been looking, and because I'm an Apple convert from way back,
yeah.
I'm now looking at the 6 Plus. Plus the full 128 gig, which is about
$1,000.
Yeah, $1,300, I think they're saying.
So are you getting excited? Are you lining up this morning to get your newest one?
Are you kidding? You know how cold it was this morning. No, you know, I'm gonna come right out and say I'm quite a happy Windows phone user, but I have owned an iPhone 5 in the past, but at the moment I'm on a Nokia Windows phone, so I'm pretty happy with that. But you know, I do get the excitement around the iPhone. There is some great new features in there that are worth getting excited about, I think, and especially with the new operating system, iOS 8.
Yes. Now, I've got a 5S, and I updated from operating system 7 yesterday to the 8. I did hit a bit of a roadblock, though, because I've only got a 16-gig phone, and it takes 5 gig of data to actually update to the new system. I'm thinking there's a lot of people around the world that have hit that roadblock, too.
Yeah, you're right, and I've seen a lot of this in the media over the last 24 hours, people having to delete video and photo from their phones because to do it sort of wirelessly requires 4 or 5 gig of free space, and I know a lot of people who don't have that. Tell you what, plug your iPad or your iPhone into your computer, fire up iTunes, make sure you've got the latest version of iTunes installed, and you can install it via iTunes without having to worry about deleting anything.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I should have just called you yesterday to get that advice.
I did this morning. It took about 30 minutes on my iPad, and it was all smooth sailing. No problems at all.
This is why we need to talk with you.
Yeah.
You know everything.
Well, not everything, but you know, if I don't know it, I will find out.
Now, do you think that it is a big jump from the 5S to the 6? I know that there's new features, but do you think people going out and shelling the hard-earned cash for the phones today will see much of a difference?
Well, I think it is a big deal that they've moved up from a 4-inch display to at least a 4.7-inch and a 5.5 for the Plus model. I think larger screen sizes are definitely in demand. It is funny, going back a few years, phones were getting smaller and smaller, but of course now, with, you know, 4G connectivity and things like that, we want to push a lot more onto our phones, so we need bigger screens. So I think it's a smart move to go up to the larger screen, and I think Apple fans have been wanting that for a while.
And the other big thing, of course, which was announced recently, was the Apple Watch. Are you going to rush out and get one of those?
Yeah.
Hayden does.
No.
Now.
I'm not sure about that one. It's not out till next year, and again, it is... you know, a bit of a price tag on that one as well. I think it was $350 odd. You can go out and get, I guess, similar devices for the Android platform as well. So don't feel like that's going to be the only sort of piece of wearable technology that you can put on your wrist.
You say that, Andy, but I just want the Apple product.
Yeah, fair enough. I get it. I totally get it.
Yeah,
I don't.
Mate,
we
love your segments. Love Tech Daily. Thank you so much for your time today.
Always happy to talk to you guys.
Andy Wells from Tech Daily.